15, 1 Corinthians 15. Every Christian should seek to win souls. Every Christian should seek to win souls. Let's assign some reading here real quick. Raise your hand as you accept the verse. Luke 19:10. Kelly. John 3:16. You can even quote that one. Jerry. John 3:36. Sharon. John 3:18. Amy. Ephesians 2:12. Tracy. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Mrs. Moore. Matthew 7:13. That's amazing. Kathy Vespa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I need to pray for you 7 days this week, and this won't happen next week. Was that 7:13 that you got? And then Ephesians 2:1. Ephesians 2:1. Tracy. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15. I was sitting at a table with my Mormon brother a couple years back, and his three Baptist brothers were talking with him, and he was using all the right words and all the right language, but he didn't have the same God we had. And we tried to explain to him that you need to be saved, you need to accept Jesus. Oh, yeah, we do that. They have the right words, but they serve a different God, because they can become gods. And if you can become a god, that's not it. You don't become a god, you are God. But we took that time, and I turned to this passage and declared to him the gospel. This is what it is. 1 Corinthians 15. Does anybody know what that light there does? That one doesn't. The one big one. It does? Okay, thank you. Who's laughing at my eyes? I'm getting new glasses. Mrs. Draven's going to make that appointment. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye be in memory, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. In your lessons, it is the responsibility and the privilege of every Christian to be a soul winner. We are to tell others of the gospel. Pastor's message last Sunday. Who remembers the 5 points? Who remembers his 5 points last week? It literated the L's. On witnessing, what were they? Do you remember that? Anybody write those down? Kelly, give us a couple of them. We witness with our lives, our conversation, our daily living. Excellent. With our lips, we proclaim the gospel. Excellent. Labor. Excellent. With the labor of our hands, with our labors of love. A cup of cold water given in my name. Labor. Our labors of love. Okay. In the literature, gospel track. I missed a chance this morning. No track. Somebody sitting on the road, can I help you? No, I'm all set. No track. I missed it. I missed it Monday at a restaurant. No track. My wife wasn't there. She carries them in her purse. Missed that opportunity. Get that literature out there. Get it in their hands. Our liquidity, our money. Very good. Our money, our finances. Very good. Those are the ways that we, those are some of the ways that we witness. Those are some of the ways that we witness. I went to our church website last night for the first time. That's excellent. And I listened to that message again, because all week long I was trying to remember them, and I couldn't, and I didn't have them written down. What a blessing that is. The world is depending on us. The lost is depending on us, our moms, our dads, our sisters, our brothers. They're depending on you and I. First of all, in our lifestyle, what pastors say, don't let our lifestyles send someone to hell. Hebrews chapter 12. Turn with me there. I wasn't going to. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, and I believe it's verse 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. I'm not going to tell you the interpretation of this verse. I'm going to read it to you. Hebrews chapter 12. That's not it, but I'll find it. Verse 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But let it rather be healed. Wow. Our lifestyle. Wouldn't that be horrible if our lifestyle led someone out of the way? Wouldn't that be horrible? Now, that's what Pastor was saying last week. We are to witness. We need to go out. 1 Corinthians 15, 1. Again, back to 1 Corinthians 15. If you would, please, 1 Corinthians 15. That verse in Hebrews, read it over again sometime when you're sitting there and you're talking with the Lord and your Bible's open on your desk or your lap or whatever in front of you, and just ask the Lord to speak to you with that verse. The gospel is the good news that Jesus Christ died for their sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Not a hokey-pokey belief in something magical, mystical, we don't understand. No, this is according to the scriptures. This is documented. This is documented. These are hard facts. This is for sure. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the way of salvation. We must speak to people about the Lord Jesus. They need to know two things. Those two things are who Christ is and why they need him. Who Christ is and why they need him. Who is Christ? Son of God, come to earth to die for them, to raise victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Why they need him? Because they've broken God's law. They've broken God's law. That's why they need him. They must be told that they can know him personally as their Savior. We got to tell them. We have the message. We are eyewitnesses now because we personally have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We now, the noun, I witnessed something. I saw an accident. The noun, I saw it. Me, I saw it. I'm a witness of that. Then secondly, the verb, I go out and I witness to others. I witness that fact. I rehearse it to others. The witness, the noun, that's me. The verb, that's me telling others. The noun and the verb. We've got to go. It has been nearly 2,000 years since our Lord left the church with the sacred responsibility of giving the gospel message to the world. Yet so few who say they are followers have obeyed him. Let us take a fresh look at what he has commanded us to do. Wow, I talk too much. Man, what's that? I'm sorry, I can't hear. No, class over. The command of Christ, our highest motive in the matter of soul winning, must be one of love of our Savior, and out of his love comes a desire to obey his command. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Mark 16, Luke 24. Luke 24 is a memory verse. Somebody give me that one. Luke 24, 48. And you're witnesses of these things. And you're witnesses of these things. They saw it, they knew it, they were to go out. John 20, 21, Acts 1, 8, somebody quoted it this morning. The command is clearly given. The gospel command is clearly given. We know it. We at least probably could quote a couple verses with it. Obey him. Obey him. The highest motive for personal evangelism is not the need of mankind. It is the love of Christ. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5:14. 2 Corinthians 5:14. I don't remember. Did you say, is that the one you had? I don't remember. That's not it. Somebody read it to me, please. Read it to everybody.
For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, that we were all dead.
Amen. The love of Christ constraineth us. Is it our love for him? Not so much, because our love will come up short, but it's his love for us. Read that verse, know that verse, or at least the first half of it, for the love of Christ, his love for us. Christ was motivated by love to go to Calvary, and it was his love that motivates us to be witnesses to others. Our obedience to Christ's command is a real proof of our love for him. That's an answer on one of your questions. Our obedience to Christ's command is a proof of our love for him. The Bible says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3. We're not going to go to a lot of these verses. I didn't have a clock in front of me. I didn't realize I was eating time. The condition of the unsaved. In our question, they were lost. They're lost in a hopeless state. Mankind, because of what? Because of their sin. Because of their sin. Jerry had said, the emptiness in life, life without meaning, fear of death, lack of inner peace, loneliness. Wherefore, as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The first Adam brought death. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, brought life through the resurrection. Today is Resurrection Day. He brought life to us because he was victorious over death, over hell, over the grave. We now have that, and we can take that to others. The Bible is very plain in declaring the condition of those without Christ. First of all, they are lost. Let's read those. Go ahead. 19:10. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ came to reconcile man to God. John 3:16. So they're perishing. And thirdly, they're under God's wrath. John 3:36. The wrath of God right now abides on the lost. Right now. Not someday in the future. Right now they're abiding in death. We've got to go. I'm a first responder at the plant. I don't get the hands-on stuff that the guys in the street do because not a lot goes on. They go right down to medical. But how sweet it would be to walk up to a guy that's dead and take that power pack and wham and have him live again. How sweet that would be. I don't look forward to ever doing a rescue, but I think that'd be sweet. Man, We have the gospel. We don't look at it that way. I don't look at it that way. Why not? It's the power of God and salvation. And yet we don't hit them with it. We don't hit them with it. We don't, the lifestyles, we don't do that as we should. We need to. John 3:18, condemned already, or did we do that? Okay, John 3:18. He's condemned. Why? Because he did not believe in Jesus Christ. He is not saved. That's his condemnation. It's not about his bad deeds. It's not about anything else. It's his rejection of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:12. Without hope. Without hope. We have the hope. We need to take it to them. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Blinded by the devil. Man, our gospel's hid. Our gospel's hid today. It's hid to them that are lost. We've got to take our light, Jesus Christ shining through us, to them. Matthew 7:13. Okay, it's a wide road that leads to hell, isn't it? It's a narrow gate to heaven. The road to hell is a wide one. They're on that road. The Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And that and the picture there is the church literally charging the gates of hell. That guy's going down the road to hell. Literally charging that and snatching them from the grasp of hell. Ephesians 2:1. Amen. Quickened, made alive. Made alive. Silence is sin. We said before, owe no man anything but to what? To love. To love. And certainly the gospel would be our biggest step there. If we know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, we are indebted to tell the unsaved to Him. We have the message. We need to give it to them. The world owes us nothing, but we owe the world the message of salvation. It is a terrible sin to be silent when we have the good news that the world needs to hear. The Bible says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4:7. The author here says, is it really my responsibility? Is it our responsibility? Yes, it's our responsibility. Why? Because God gave the command and we are to obey the command. God gave the command in the earlier lesson. We went through five different places where God gave the command. You can probably quote at least one of the verses that we would call, referred to as the Great Commission verses, although probably Matthew 28:19-20 would be the one that would come to most of our minds. It really is our responsibility. The Bible clearly states that the Lord Jesus placed this matter of the highest importance in our hands. How do we go? We drive the bus. How do we go? We live the lives in the shops. And they come up to us and they ask us questions. Sometimes they're looking for trouble. Sometimes they're looking for answers. It's our lifestyles. It's they see us. They'll come up to us. They'll ask us. It's the written word. It's getting it out to them. Men will not listen. Some of the excuses, men will, they might not listen. But the command is still to go. The command is still to preach. That's still the command. God says, who will build his church? He said, he will. He'll build the church. He'll draw them. His Holy Spirit will work. We've got to go. We've got to give them that opportunity. We wouldn't want to turn them from the way. I'm not able. God has commanded us to go, and He will provide the necessary power for the task. The indwelling Holy Spirit makes us able. I'd like to challenge you. Read the book of Acts. Put a dot in front of every verse in one of your Bibles. It doesn't have to be your main Bible. One of your study Bibles. Put a dot in front of every verse. Talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the resurrected Savior. And put a dot in front of every verse. And go chapter by chapter. Maybe a chapter a day. And look at the power that was available to the first century church. And that I believe clearly is still available to you and I today. Still available. God's word. Power of the gospel is a resurrected Savior. We have it. We need to take it to them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're thankful for this day. Lord, we're so familiar with the gospel. We've known it for many years. Lord, yet for some reason we just don't realize the importance. It isn't important enough in our lives to make sure we're prepared when we stop and say, do you need a hand? Are you broke down? Lord, help us to be prepared and be ready for these opportunities. Lord, it's all of our responsibilities to be a witness to the lost. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, what it means to us. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus, the resurrection of the God-man that came to earth to die for us, to provide us a way of salvation. We thank and praise you for that. Lord, help us not to withhold that. Help us not to sin. Lord, help us to be obedient to the Great Commission, to go and preach and disciple and to train up that they might go and tell others also. Lord, we pray this week that we would honor you in our lives. Lord, in our Bible reading, in our personal devotions, in our witnessing, in our interacting with our husbands, wives, family, Lord, that every avenue is, as Colossians 1:10 says, in every good work, Lord, that we would offer this as a sacrifice to you of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.